introduce someone you all know, Lisa. She is just a big part of us. And just honestly, only in Jesus Christ does diversity without distinction actually become reality. The world tries so hard, but in here it's how it is. And we are just so blessed to have Lisa. And come on up, sister, do what you do.
Last time I got too close to the microphone and almost blasted everybody out of here, so am I standing at a good distance this time? Okay, I scream anyway. Okay, let's pray. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. May the Lord smile upon me as I share his word with my brothers and sisters in Christ and help build the kingdom of heaven here on earth with his glorious power. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for the opportunity to speak for my Heavenly Father, the one true God of Israel, Yahweh. This is a privilege and an honor. I did my study going back to the Hebrew language. So we're going to look at this scripture through that language, and it's the holy language of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our Lord, many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. My message is called From the Mire to the Choir, the Heart of the Matter. We're going to go to verse 2, and we're going to use the word miry, the pit. It's a frightening, horrible situation. It's clay or mud. The Hebrew, the concrete meaning is wine. In verse 3, it says, new song. Sing, new, renewing. In Hebrew, the concrete meaning is new moon, start over again, new, renewed, restored, repaired. The mire, we can walk in, jump in, slip into it, be dragged in, be led in, or be born into it. The pit can be a place of hopelessness, from illness, death, financial loss or difficulties, and lead to depression, mental and emotional pain, and addiction. The pit. We don't know how to reach out to the Lord, so we reach in the wrong direction. Our minds and feet take us places we shouldn't go, and the enemy, Satan, is there to provide in that place for you. I know, I was a pit dweller. Self-pity is the work of the enemy. And may I inform you, the enemy will try to confuse and frustrate you to where you cannot lift your head. Psalm 40:12, for innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me that I am not able to look up. Our enemies are coming against us to try to take away the possessions that Jesus gave us for our inheritance. Colossians 1:11-12, may you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father he has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. In Revelation 5:9, they sang a new song. We complain and we remain, or we praise and will be raised. Complaining to God is pollution. To pollute is to poison. 'Tis the season. Can we hold close to our hearts that the creator of the universe feet hit and walked planet earth? Why? The Lord thinks upon me. He knows everything past, present, and future. What does he think about? He thinks about me and you. God has a plan for our deliverance before the problem even appears. God is not surprised when the enemy attacks. Nothing is hidden from the eyes of God. And I know from my own experience, being out of his will can be a great source of conviction and fear. I am a 5-time DUI offender, incarcerated for my crime. I was living in the mire. Psalm 42:5, cast down. Down low, sink, a serious place. In Hebrew, it means give over your headship or your command, surrender, give up. We go from the mire to the choir. Lord, you are so great. I know you have everything under control. God does not cease to the enemy. We stand and we withstand and we cease to him. We can't afford to be cast down. The secret is not to be victorious, but to trust in him being victorious. He is triumphant. Without faith, we cannot please God. It is the channel through which we receive from him. The important thing is God to be magnified. We cannot order God around as we go. We cannot pigeonhole him. We can't catch God on the fly or on the run. We stop and we talk to him so we can talk to him and we can hear from him. We worship him and we submit to him and we train ourselves to worship him in all circumstances so that we can go from the mire to the choir, the heart of the matter. When we have a need in our life, we can worship God for it rather than begging him for it. If my fist is closed and you wanted it open, what technique would you use to open it? Would you pry my fingers open? Would you pinch my wrist? Just ask. Just ask me. All good things come from the hand of God. James 4:2 says we need to ask. We need to make our requests known, but we don't have to go in begging mode. We are believers, not beggars. The apostles called him Yeshua. We call him Jesus. One word, help. It means Yeshua. Yeshua means in Hebrew, devotion. I feel the best way to see our needs to be met is not to ask for what we want or need. I feel the best way to see our needs met is to ask for what we want or need and then to worship God that he is what we want and need. He is what we want or need. He does not just give us what we want and need. He is our need. He is our breath. His name is so holy that it is breath. Yeshua. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord and the provider. He's our peace, sanctification, justification, our righteousness. He's our joy, our strength, our hope, and the way. Satan hates our joy. It's the opposite of what he is trying to provoke. He wants anger, unbridled emotion, tears, self-pity, grumbling, complaining, and blaming God and others for our situation. When I praise and confess, I agree with God. This morning we're talking about from the mire to the choir, the heart of the matter. In many ways, you might feel like a prisoner, but we must be disciplined, careful, apathetic, and we work with interest, enthusiasm, and concern. We must not be lethargic. We are not passive believers. We cry unto him, help, Yeshua, and he'll answer us. 2 Corinthians 4:16. We must not faint or lose heart. Satan wants to level us with condemnation and discouragement. Discouragement, definition, a loss of confidence or enthusiasm, an attempt to prevent something by showing disapproval or creating difficulties, a deterrent, disheartened. Condemnation, express complete disapproval of something or someone, sentence someone to punishment, force someone to endure something unpleasant. That is not from God. Lord, you sympathize with us. You do not condemn us. Remember, Satan accused God of not really having a servant in Job. He scoffed. If I take the hedge of protection from your servant, Job, he will turn away from you. Satan lost. I must note, one thing Satan will never accuse us of is pride. Verse 4 speaks of pride. The proud have an abundance of pride, False assurance. So proud of yourself you don't know you're blind. John 9:39 says, then Jesus told them, I entered this world to render judgment, give sight to the blind, and show those who think they can see that they are blind. Satan will rob you blind. Job 10:10, Jesus said, a thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. We are spiritual soldiers. On our knees is battle position. The reverent position with our face bowed to the ground is battle position. Kneeling with uplifted hands is battle position. Psalm 144:1, blessed be the Lord, my rock and my keen and firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. This is just the beginning of what God will do in your life if you worship him. Praise strengthens and transforms your soul. Psalm 138, 1 through 3. It takes away fear. Psalm 34. And doubt. Psalm 37. It releases the power of God in your life. Psalm 144. And destroys the enemy's plans. Psalm 92. That's because worship and praise put a protective covering over through which the enemy cannot penetrate. It's all good. Good means in Hebrew, living a life of purpose, doing what you were created to do. Praise and worship God and love others. We, my friends, go from the mire to the choir because God never tears us down any more than he gives us the supply of his love and ability to grow. God will never tempt you over what you can handle. We must find out what we are made of. Sometimes the fight is active. Sometimes the fight is to rest. Verse 1, waiting in Hebrew means gathering to act. You're going to strive towards a particular goal. Blessed means happy. Trust means to cling to. Deliver means snatch me up. Seek means seek the unknown. God will rescue you when you seek him and make an escape route. God doesn't react or respond. He does everything with a purpose. It's all good. Testing and trials are to prepare us for greater. Testing and trials so that you can face the reality of your walk or ministry. It's impossible to follow God. That's why they do that. Thank you. Wow. It's possible to follow God from the will only. We can be drudges and obedient slaves performing a duty. Or we can be children with integrity who obey the love for our Father. Integrity is an important part of a Christian life. To have integrity means to have character. Integrity is the opposite of duplicity. Duplicity is a hypocrite or a pretender. Integrity means to have one heart and one mind and to serve one master. It means not to be divided and always changing. Psalm 86:11, unite my heart to fear your name. The cross, vertically, my relationship to God. Horizontally, my relationship to others. Integrity unites and helps put us together, and we have unity with others so that we can go from the mire to the choir. Are you waiting on the Lord? Are you praying about something and asking God, when are you going to do this? When are you going to work? Are you an emotional pit dweller? Do you stop and talk to him and thank him? We forget what we're supposed to remember, and we remember what we're supposed to forget. I must remember where I've come from. Verse 2 translated, he has brought me out of a horrible pit I fell into after a storm. He pulled my feet out of the mud and raises me on a high rock, a cliff, which is a defense against my enemy and what he is doing, and he can't get to me. A cliff, the edge of destiny, behind the battle lines. Verse 2, it says, my steps, my going. My Lord set me firmly in a place and established a straight path for me. We're going to start to close. Remember Psalm 40. Now listen. This psalm has the contrast from desert to temple, from depths to heights, from night to day. Your prayer will turn into singing. Your sinking will turn into standing. Your fear will turn into security. As he puts you on the rock, Jesus, and makes the impossible possible. He is faithful. David suffered in this psalm. His enemies gossiped about him and wanted him dead. They hated Jesus Christ when they thought he stopped doing miracles. He was in the midst of doing the greatest one. Rejoice is a command, not an option. Philippians 3:1. Whatever happens in my heart, dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. Philippians 4:4, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. The enemy wants to weaken us, tire us, and wants us to give up in the mire. But for this group of standing warriors, we have a new song in our heart. Verse 3, the rock of salvation. The rock of salvation has lifted me from the mire and put a new song in my heart. Psalm 42:8, and in the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life, Yeshua. Let's close by looking at the good news, the great news, in this Psalm 40 from a new light. Now I want you to listen to me. Okay. In the Old Testament, the Jewish priests, the high priests, weren't allowed to sit. 24/7, they had to stand. They could not sit down. Jesus Christ now is our high priest. And our king. All is well when the king is seated. Our king is seated at the right hand of the Father. They're not worried in heaven. The cross. It is finished. Psalm 320. I am a citizen of heaven where Jesus Christ lives. I am seated in heaven right now with him. Now, this is my final closing. You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Because of the cross and ascending into heaven, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. We are seated with him in heavenly places, and it's from that position in Jesus Christ that we look down on our enemy and we declare the truth from the word of God over our enemy. And it's from that level that we have victory and become the warriors and the choir singing a new song for God Almighty. That's my brothers and sisters in Christ. That's how we go from the mire, the pit, the mud to praise, the song and the choir. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us who you are, who we are in you, and may be examples for those who have fallen in darkness so they too can be lifted from the mire, the pit by Yeshua, the rock of salvation, and have a new song in their heart. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now, he, our king, is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but in the world to come. May we hold fast to the nail-scarred hands on our Jesus journey in this truth, thanking you, singing and praising your precious name. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Maranatha, which means Godspeed.
Thanks, Lisa. I think my job's in trouble. Yeah. I'm dispensable. There is nothing that gives a pastor's heart more joy than just hearing a member of the congregation do that. Because our dear sister, the cards that we're dealt in life, or we deal ourselves sometimes, there's two things you can do with them. In the end, you will either be humble or you will be humiliated. Our sister's chosen to be humble. And when you do that, the power of God can flow through you. Can do amazing things. And she also has always understood that the things that happen in life is the hand of God. And just like Job said, I place my hand over your mouth, my mouth. You speak, I listen. And that's what you get. God is good. We are blessed to have her. And thank you, sister. Amen. Amen. Ill-deserved grace. Isn't that the truth?